Some people go around looking like they're baptized in vinegar. You know? Got the, you know, just kind of been sucking on pickles or something. And God says, no, no, I want you to be full of joy. Look at this verse, John 16, 24. Ask, Jesus says, ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. The reason for asking is joy.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Joy.
I don't know if you've noticed this or not, I get criticized a lot. Have you noticed this? TV, radio, newspaper. Well, why is that? Well, one reason is I deserve some of it. Nobody's perfect, so there's something to criticize about everybody, so some of the stuff I deserve. But also, I am a face that represents what some people are adamantly opposed to. And so they're going to criticize. Now, let's take the last one. God works everything for good. How does God work everything for good when you're being criticized? Well, there's lots of ways. For one thing, it's an opportunity for me and for you to grow, to be more like Christ. You see, you are most like Christ when you are silent in the face of false criticism. You're most like Christ when you are silent and you refuse to retaliate in the face of criticism. Jesus was a perfect person. None of us are. And yet he was constantly criticized, constantly misunderstood, constantly lied about, constantly. They condemned him. And at the crucifixion, before that, at the arrest, they were accusing him of all these things that he had never done. And it says, and Jesus spake not a word unto them. He remained silent. Why? If God is for us, who can be against us? It really doesn't matter what other people think. What matters is what God says about you. And that's what's going to last in the long run. In fact, the Bible says this on the screen, Matthew 27, 14. Jesus made no reply, even to a single charge, all the trumped up charges and all the things against him, to the great amazement of the governor, who was Pilate. When you respond to accusations with love and kindness and refuse to retaliate, it makes you more like Jesus. That's a good thing. God brings good in that. You know, I was about a year ago praying about this, and I said, Lord, I understand the good that it does in me. Does it help anybody else? And God says, if you can be a model of how criticism cannot rob you of your joy, that's a good thing. Nobody can rob me of my joy. It doesn't matter what other people say, doesn't matter what other people think, doesn't matter whether they're right, they're wrong, they're ridiculous or whatever. Nobody can rob me of my joy. Let me give you a little advice as your pastor who loves you. You'll never be able to please everybody. Just about the time you get crowd A please, crowd B gets ticked off. And about the time you get crowd B please, crowd A gets ticked off. One minute you're the hero, the next minute you're the zero. But here's the good news. You don't need other people's approval to be happy. If you've been spending your life still trying to earn the approval of your dad or your mom or your friends or your peers or some teacher in the past and prove them wrong, that's stupid. If you haven't gotten their approval by now, you're not going to get it. And it's not your fault, it's their fault. But here's the good news. You don't need it. You don't need the approval of anybody to be joyful. You don't need the approval of anybody to be happy. All you need to do is live for an audience of one, for God. And if God likes you and you're doing, and He likes what you're doing, then it's always the right thing to do. Not only that, you're going to be rewarded in eternity. Do you remember the last beatitude we covered when we went through life's healing choices? It goes like this. Blessed are you, that means happy. Happy are you when men shall revile you, that means put you down, and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, there's the word, rejoice, joy. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, overflowing joy, for great is your reward in heaven. That's a good thing. This is what Jesus told us. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation. But he said, you don't have to worry about it because I love you. In fact, Romans 8:37 says this, none of this phases us because Jesus loves us. Don't ever let anybody rob your joy. Don't ever let anybody take it away from you. They don't have a right to. Now, Jesus also said this on the screen. I say these things while I'm still in the world so that they, that means all of us, the followers, may have the full measure of my joy within them. Did you know that Jesus prayed that you would have the full measure of the joy He had inside you? That's extravagant joy. That's irrational joy. That's exuberant joy. That's unspeakable joy. The fifth reason that we can have joy no matter what happens in our lives. If I'm in Christ, God will meet all my needs. God has promised this. If I'm in Christ, God has promised to meet all my needs. So what do I have to worry about? And again, worry is a killjoy. The Bible says it like this in Romans 8, verse 32. Since God did not spare even His own Son, that's Jesus, but gave Him up for us all, won't God, who gave us Christ, also give us everything else? You see the logic of that verse? If God loved you enough to come to earth and die on the cross for your sins, don't you think anything else you've got is small potatoes as a problem? When God solved your biggest problem and He came to earth to die for you, don't you think He cares then about your finances? Don't you think He cares about your relationships? Don't you think He cares about your health, about your job, your career? Yeah. Yeah, He cares about all that too. And that's a reason for joy. God says, I will meet all your needs. In fact, this is what He says in Philippians 4:19. My God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches. And here's the phrase, in Christ. In Christ Jesus. It's in Christ. God has not promised to meet the needs of everybody in the world. No. He's promised to meet the needs of those in Christ Jesus. Now, He says, my God will meet all your needs. He doesn't say I'll meet all your greeds. God hadn't promised to give you a Rolls Royce or a mansion on a hilltop. God has said, I'll meet all your needs. What you need, I'll get to you. I haven't promised to make you, it's not the Midas touch, you get whatever you want. Or as Rick talked about, it's not like God's a genie. But He says, I'll meet all your needs. Now, most of us don't really understand this, so we don't pray for it. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Psalm 84:11. It says this, no good thing will the Lord withhold from those who do what is right. No good thing.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first of its kind, vegan leather, full color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now, that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
You know, as a father, when my kids are growing up, I want to give them good things. I won't withhold anything good from them. I might withhold something bad from them, something that will harm them, something that will cause them to be stunted in their spiritual or physical or emotional growth. But I'm not going to withhold any good thing from them. If I can supply it as a dad, how much more does the Heavenly Father, who's perfect, say, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly, who are doing what is right. You see, God wants you to ask in prayer more than you do. God wants you to pray and get answers more than you do. God, over 20 times in the New Testament, God says, ask. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Over 20 times. God never shuts his storehouse until you shut your mouth. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. You don't ever ask for it. God's, you know, when you get to heaven, there's going to be a storehouse up there, and you're going to go inside the storehouse, and there's going to be all these incredible gifts and neat experiences and things, and there's going to be a little tag on it, and every one of the tags is going to say the same thing. It's going to say this, never asked for. How many things have you never asked for from God? Now, why does God want you to ask in prayer? Why does he want you to ask and then he can meet your needs? One reason, he wants you to be full of joy. That's the reason. He wants you to be full of joy. When my kids are full of joy, it makes me look good as a dad. When God's children are full of joy, it makes God look good. A sourpuss Christian is a bad advertisement for God. You know, some people go around looking like they're baptized in vinegar. You know, got this, you know, just kind of been sucking on pickles or something. And God says, no, no, I want you to be full of joy. Look at this verse, John 16, 24. Ask, Jesus says, ask using my name and you will receive and you will have abundant joy. The reason for asking is joy. The reason you don't see miracles, you're not asking for them. God wants to do things in your life that you can't even imagine. Doyle, talk to me about a time in your life when you saw God meet a need in a miraculous way.
Well, it was back in 1980. I've been married all my life, pretty much, by the way. And I married my high school sweetheart, and we have four children. But back then, we only had two, Heidi and Holly. Heidi was four. Holly was two. So my wife met me at the door, and she says, good night, have fun, they're yours. And so we played till the middle of the night. And I'll never forget, it was too late. I mean, it was so late for a story, and so I just said a little poem prayer. And I felt bad, and Holly was asleep before amen, but Heidi was wide awake. And so I walked over to her little bed. I said, Heidi, was there something special you wanted to ask God for? Well, there's something I've always wanted, she said. I'd like to have a rose. And I said, well, why do you want a rose? She said, because they're so pretty, and I've always wanted one.
She's 4 years old, and her whole life she's wanted a rose, yeah.
And so anything to get her to go to sleep. So we asked God for a rose, you know, and I forgot about it. The next night at our little time, Heidi, we started to pray. I told him a story, and she grabbed Holly's hand in mine. And she said, "Let's pray, Daddy." And I'll never forget, her little lip started to quiver, her hand was shaking, little tears flowing out her face. I said, "Heidi, what's wrong? How come God didn't bring my rose to me today? Do you think you forgot?" And what do you say? You know, it was a God question. I said, "Well, you know, we didn't mention the color of that rose."
Which good answer.
Pretty clever.
And so, by the way, here's a teaching truth. It is always easier for God to ask a more specific thing than a simple. When you say, "God bless me," what's a blessing? Most of you wouldn't know if a blessing hit you in the face. "God bless me." That's too vague. Be specific.
And so we asked God for a white one because that's what she was thinking about. And so I'll never forget that. I could hardly sleep, and I had to go out of town the next day. And I thought of calling a florist down the street or a friend, you know, plan B. We always think of plan B.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I had to go out of town that night. I didn't do any of that. I just went out of town. I played this concert. And it was a small church, and it had a little center aisle down the middle. And after my concert, I was putting my guitars away, and I hear a voice, "Are you Doyle Dykes?" And it had been over for probably 30 minutes. No one had been in there. And she startled me, this little lady. And she said, "God told me to bring you something from my garden today." And it was a little something wrapped in foil about this big, you know. And she handed it to me, and I could tell by the way she acted, she was special. And I said, "Well, I'll enjoy eating this from your garden." She says, "Oh, I wouldn't eat that." She said, "You better."
What do you think? It was a carrot or something?
That's what I thought. You know, it's a guy thing. We always think of food.
That's exactly right.
And so,
don't bring me flowers. Food.
She said, "Well, you better not eat that." She waited till I peeled the foil back, and there was one little white rose. And I'll never forget that.
Wow.
And I told her, I said, "Well, this isn't mine." She says, "Well, God told me to bring you that."
Oh.
And I told her the story of the rose, and she says, "Well, that's nice," and just turned and walked away. And I thought, I'm slack-jawed holding this little miracle.
Yeah.
And I thought, she'll float out of here. She'll never make it out the door. And when I got home, I'll never forget, Heidi ran out to my truck before I could even get out of my van seat. And I reach over and I gave her the little package. She says, "He brung it, didn't he, Daddy?"
Wow. Thank you, buddy. That's great. There's one more reason why we can be joyful no matter what happens in our lives. And it's the greatest one of all. The sixth reason, if I'm in Christ, the Bible says this, God will never stop loving me. God will never stop loving me. No matter what happens in my life, things go right, things go wrong, plans go awry, whatever, God will never stop loving me. I can count on it. The Bible says it like this in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God, from His love. Death can't, life can't, angels can't, demons can't, our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, even the powers of hell cannot keep God's love away. Whether we're high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That is good news. When you come to Christ and you say, "I'm going to put my hand in your hand," God grabs onto it. When you say, "I'm going to trust you, I want to love you, I want to be the person you made me to be," God says, "I'm holding on, and I'm holding on for dear life." When my kids were little and we used to go on summer vacations, we'd go camping. And one time we went to the Grand Canyon, and we were walking up to the edge one time, and I grabbed the two youngest, Josh and Matthew's, hands, and I held on to them. And as we got up there, and of course, they wanted to get closer to the edge than I wanted them to get. Like you want to get closer to the edge a lot of times. And they both started squirming and squiggling and trying to shake hands free. And they wanted to let go of my hand, but there was no way I was letting go of theirs. Because I was their father and I loved them. There will be times in your life when you want to let go of God's hands. "God, I don't want to be a Christian right now. It's inconvenient. I don't want to do what the Bible says. I want to do it my way. I want to go have sex with that person. I want to go cheat on my income tax. I want to lie to that person so I can get out of that sticky situation. I want to do this. I want to do that. And there are going to be times you say, it's not popular. It's not convenient. It's too costly. I don't want to do the right thing right now. God, I don't, right now, I'll be back, but I don't want to be a believer in you right now. And you're going to want to let go, but he's never letting go of you. You see, once you put your hand in Christ's hands, it's out of your hands.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. And you've been listening to our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Did you know that today there's still almost 3,000 groups of people around the world that have no Bible, no believer in Christ, and no body of Christ, no church? Over 3,000 of those small tribes. One of the reasons I started Daily Hope was to help bring this awareness to the world and raise the funds to get a Bible, a believer, and a body of Christ in these last 3,000 tribes. I call it the final frontier. These people not only need to hear about the love of Jesus, they need to grow up. They need to be discipled in their faith. Now, I admit this is a big vision, but it's an important vision. It's a global vision. It's a timely vision. But every vision requires provision. And honestly, we wouldn't be able to even go after these tribes without your help. And that's why I can't fully express how much I appreciate your support for Daily Hope. When you give to this ministry, you're not only supporting this broadcast, but you're supporting our efforts to go to the final frontier, the final 3,000 tribes that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is I'm excited to share we have a generous couple who's offered a $100,000 matching grant gift to Daily Hope. What does that mean? It means any gift you give between now and the end of December will be doubled to match that amount. So I want to ask you to please prayerfully consider how you could give today to help us reach the final frontier of these tribes that have never heard the name of Christ in the coming year. To say thanks for your generous gift, I want to send you the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great tool. You can keep a record of all your conversations with God. It's a beautiful vegan leather. It's designed with color illustrations, prayer prompts, encouraging Bible verses designed to help you experience a deeper, richer, more meaningful prayer life. Now, friends, even if you can't help us financially, I want to ask you to pray. Pray for us and pray these specific prayer requests, that I will faithfully teach God's word in a way that blesses you and penetrates the hearts of people who don't know Christ. Pray for the Daily Hope team, that God will encourage them as they create all of our discipleship tools and materials, which we want you to have to help you. And most of all, pray for these unreached tribes and groups of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you during this Christmas season. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. You make it possible. Now join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.